Tracking your current diet. They say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That is never more true than it is when it comes to weight loss. To become well on your way toward achieving your goals, you must first know yourself and understand your habits. How and what you eat can change everything when it comes to your efforts to lose weight. And if you aren't willing to track your diet and see the ways it needs to change, then unfortunately, you may never meet your weight loss goals or potential. One of the greatest ways that you can begin to embark upon a foolproof diet is in tracking the diet that you are currently on. What do you eat every day? What is the basic outline of what you eat? Are you doing your best to take care of your body, or do you give yourself way too much leeway? Are you tired and busy and feel like you have no other option than to eat fast food all the time? Or do you simply not have a clue in the kitchen and have found yourself feeling frustrated by the time and preparation it can take to prepare a healthy meal at the end of a long day? Whatever the case may be, tracking your current diet is a great way for you to begin changing your life. But how do you begin to track your current diet? First of all, you should have a notebook or journal where you enter what you have eaten every day. Start with the beginning. And if you have a difficult time drinking water as opposed to other sugary and unhealthy drinks, then you should also include what you have consumed of water as well. Start from the time you wake up, and don't stop until you have finished eating for the day. If you get up to snack, either include these instances after they have happened or the next day if you feel too tired. However, for the best results, be completely transparent about your dietary habits and record them immediately. Tracking your diet is easier than it sounds. What can be difficult is reading through the entries and realizing that you haven't been doing what is best for your body and mind. When that is the case, you may begin to feel like you are failing at your goals, and it can give you a sense of shame and low self-esteem that can make it difficult to keep moving forward toward achieving your goal. But rather than beating yourself up about it, you should view it as an opportunity to do better for yourself in the future. For most people, it can take a while to develop a habit. In fact, biologically, it can be 7 days before a habit is formed by repeating positive behaviors. When those new habits are reinforced, you will be surprised by just how hard it will be to recognize yourself. Instead of living life consumed by the effects of your negative habits and bad patterns, you may discover that you are a strong person who is capable of making great changes for yourself and your environment. To begin such a venture, you should definitely begin by tracking the current diet that you are following, even if it turns out that your current habits are not very healthy. Everybody makes mistakes, and when you follow a bad habit long enough, it can be difficult to do any differently. However, the trick is not in shaming yourself, but in accepting where you are at and being completely honest and transparent about it. Not everybody is able to view the hard truths of a situation with the strength it takes to implement changes using the information they've observed about themselves. But it is something that can be drastically healing and a very useful tool in making positive life changes, now and for the days to come.